Now to that new review of benchmarks that we mentioned earlier. It's from the Government Accountability Office, and it gives a bleak view of military and political gains in Iraq. The GAO says the Iraqi government has not fully met most of the benchmarks laid out by Congress to measure progress of the U.S. military surge in Iraq. This assessment is one of three ordered by Congress. Today, the Senate Foreign Relations Committee heard from the authors of the report. We have more from NPR's Jackie Northam.
The report by the GAO delivers a stark assessment of progress in Iraq. David Walker is the head of the GAO.
The Iraqi government had met three, partially met four, and did not meet 11 of the 18 benchmarks. Overall, key legislation has not been passed, violence remains high, and it is unclear whether the Iraqi government will spend the $10 billion in reconstruction funds it has allocated.
The three benchmarks the Iraqi government did meet were relatively easy: establishing support groups for the Baghdad security plan, setting up joint security stations across the capital city, and ensuring the rights of minority political parties in the Iraqi legislature are protected. But the GAO found that many legislative goals were not met. The Iraqi government has not enacted legislation on debathification, oil revenue sharing, provincial elections, and militia disarmament. Walker says many security benchmarks were not met either.
The government has not eliminated militia control of local security, eliminated political intervention in military operations, ensured even-hand enforcement of the law, increased army units capable of independent operations, or ensured that political authorities made no false accusations against security forces.
Walker said it was unclear whether sectarian violence in Iraq has decreased, which he called a key security benchmark. The GAO changed the grading of two benchmarks after the Pentagon provided more information late last week. One of those looked at whether Iraq had provided three trained and ready brigades to support military operations in Baghdad. Walker said the GAO found the brigades may have been ready, but not reliable. Walker says there were questions about the loyalty of the Iraqi Security Forces, or ISF. Senator Russ Feingold of Wisconsin pressed the GAO chief as to whether the U.S. military surge will make a difference in the long run.
Do you think that the ISF will be able to hold neighborhoods cleared by American forces? And if not, is there any reason to think that any gains that have been made during the recent surge will actually hold in the long run?
I think there's a serious question as to whether or not they on their own will be able to hold these neighborhoods for an extended period of time.
The GAO's report comes at a pivotal time for the Iraq debate. Senator Richard Lugar, the ranking member from Indiana, noted that over the next few weeks, there will be other reports and testimony about the situation in Iraq.
There will be much emphasis on the status of so-called benchmarks. And this emphasis is understandable, given our craving for a simple, objective standard against which to measure progress in Iraq. But I believe we should be cautious about basing our evaluation entirely on the success or failure of achieving these benchmarks.
Lugar said benchmarks are not necessarily predictive of the ultimate success or failure in Iraq. A classified version of the GAO report will be released to Congress. Walker will appear before the House Armed Services Committee on Wednesday. Jackie Northam, NPR News, Washington.